Welcome to Building Passive Income, the podcast for professionals, entrepreneurs, and investors who want to build wealth, diversify beyond Wall Street, and create true financial freedom through passive commercial real estate investing. I'm Wayne Courageous III, founding and managing principal of CREI Partners, a leading commercial real estate company. I created CREI Colin, an AI-powered resource to serve as your investor education guide, built on the insights and experience we've developed at CREI Partners. CREI Colin is here to educate you through passive investing and tax strategy topics to help your journey in passive investing. Just a quick disclaimer, this podcast and CREI Colin is for educational purposes only and is not legal, tax, or investment advice. Always consult with your attorney, CPA, and financial advisor before making any investment decisions. I've spent nearly two decades helping investors understand the power of commercial real estate, from multifamily to storage to retail. Each episode is under 15 minutes, simple to follow, and packed with insights to help you grow your income and protect your capital without becoming a landlord. If you're ready to learn quickly and invest smarter, you're in the right place. Welcome to Building Passive Income. Let's build wealth together. Here's CREI Colin.
Welcome back to Building Passive Income. I'm CREI Colin. This week, we've been diving deep into financial due diligence. On Monday, we talked about the LOI to closing process. On Tuesday, we covered how to read rent rolls like a pro. Yesterday, we broke down operating statements and T12s. Today, we're talking about analyzing historical performance and trends. Here's why this matters. 1 year of data doesn't tell you the whole story. You need to look at multiple years. You need to understand trends. Is income increasing or decreasing? Are expenses going up? Is occupancy stable or declining? Historical performance tells you what's really happening with the property, and it helps you predict future performance. So today, I'm going to teach you how to analyze historical performance and identify trends. We'll talk about what to look for, how to spot red flags, and how to use this information in your investment decision. Let's dive in. Why historical performance matters. Let me start with a story. A few years ago, I was looking at a 30-unit apartment building. The seller provided a T12 showing $450,000 in annual income and $200,000 in expenses. The NOI was $250,000. The numbers looked great. The cap rate was attractive. I was ready to move forward. But then I asked for 3 years of operating statements and tax returns. And here's what I found. Year one. Income was $380,000. NOI was $180,000. Year two. Income was $410,000. NOI was $210,000. Year 3, current. Income was $450,000. NOI was $250,000. At first glance, this looked good. Income was increasing every year. But then I dug deeper. I looked at the rent roll. I saw that the seller had raised rents significantly in the past year. Rents were about 15% higher than comparable properties in the submarket, which raised concerns about sustainability. I reviewed tenant feedback and spoke with property management to better understand tenant sentiment. Several tenants indicated they were planning to move out when their leases expired because the rent was too high. I looked at the lease expiration schedule. 40% of leases were expiring in the next 6 months. So here's what I realized. The income growth wasn't sustainable. The seller had pushed rents too high. Tenants were going to leave, and I'd have high vacancy and turnover. If I had only looked at the current year, I would have missed this. But by analyzing 3 years of data, I saw the trend, and I walked away from the deal. That's why historical performance matters. It tells you the real story. How many years of data should you review? I recommend reviewing at least 3 years of data. 3 years gives you enough information to identify trends without going too far back. Here's what you should request. 3 years of operating statements. This shows income and expenses for each year. 3 years of tax returns. This verifies the income and expenses reported on the operating statements. 3 years of rent rolls. This shows how occupancy, rents, and tenant mix have changed over time. 3 years of bank statements. This verifies actual cash flow. Think of it this way. The T12 shows current performance. The trailing 3 years show trends, and the pro forma shows projections. Your job is to reconcile all three. If the seller has owned the property for less than 3 years, get whatever data they have. and ask for data from the previous owner if possible. Key metrics to analyze. When you're analyzing historical performance, here are the key metrics to focus on. 1. Gross income trend. Is income increasing, decreasing, or flat? If income is increasing, why? Are rents going up? Is occupancy improving? Are you adding new income sources? If income is decreasing, why? Are rents going down? Is occupancy declining? Are tenants not paying? 2. Occupancy trend. Is occupancy stable, improving, or declining? Occupancy is one of the most important metrics. If occupancy is declining, that's a red flag. Calculate the average occupancy for each year. Compare it to the market average. 3. Rent growth. Are rents increasing over time? Calculate the average rent per unit for each year. Then calculate the year-over-year growth rate. For example, year 1 average rent, $1,400. Year 2 average rent, $1,450. Year 3 average rent, $1,500. Year 1 to year 2 growth, $1,450 minus $1,400 divided by $1,400 equals 3.6%. Year 2 to year 3 growth, $1,500 minus $1,450 divided by $1,450 equals 3.4%. Compare this to market rent growth. Always compare to submarket comps, not just metro averages. If your property is growing faster than the market, that's good. If it's growing slower, that's a concern. 4. Operating expense trend. Are expenses increasing, decreasing, or flat? Expenses typically increase over time due to inflation. Property taxes go up, insurance goes up, utilities go up. If expenses are flat or decreasing, that might be a red flag. The seller might be deferring maintenance. Some expense growth, like property taxes or insurance, may be market-driven rather than operational inefficiency. Calculate the operating expense ratio for each year. Is it stable or is it increasing? 5. Net operating income or NOI trend. Is NOI increasing, decreasing, or flat? NOI is your bottom line. It's what's left after you pay operating expenses. If NOI is increasing, that's good. It means the property is performing better. If NOI is decreasing, that's a red flag. It means income is declining or expenses are increasing faster than income. 6. Capital expenditures. How much has the seller spent on capital improvements? Capital expenditures are big ticket items like roof replacement, HVAC replacement, or parking lot resurfacing. CapEx is not included in NOI, but it directly impacts investor returns. If the seller has spent a lot on CapEx in recent years, that's good. It means the property is well maintained. If the seller hasn't spent anything on CapEx, that's a red flag. It means deferred maintenance, and you'll have to pay for those items soon. How to identify trends. Let's walk through how to identify trends step by step. Step 1. Create a spreadsheet. Set up a spreadsheet with columns for each year and rows for each metric. For example, you might have gross income for year 1, $360,000, year 2, $380,000, year 3, $400,000. Vacancy loss. For year 1, $18,000, year 2, $15,000, year 3, $12,000. Effective gross income for year 1, $342,000, year 2, $365,000, year 3, $388,000. Operating expenses for year 1, $140,000, year 2, $150,000, year 3, $160,000. NOI for year 1, $202,000, year 2, $215,000, year 3, $228,000. Occupancy for year 1, 95%, year 2, 96%, year 3, 97%. Average rent for year 1, $1,400, year 2, $1,450, year 3, $1,500. Step 2. Calculate year-over-year changes. For each metric, calculate the change from one year to the next. For example, year 1 to year 2 income growth, $380,000 minus $360,000 divided by $360,000 equals 5.6%. Year 2 to year 3 income growth, $400,000 minus $380,000 divided by $380,000 equals 5.3%. Step 3. Look for patterns. Are the changes consistent, or are there big swings? Consistent growth is generally positive, but unusually rapid increases should be validated for sustainability. Large swings may indicate instability, one-time events, or aggressive management strategies that need to be understood. Step 4. Compare to market trends. How does the property's performance compare to the market? If the market is growing at 3% per year, and your property is growing at 5%, that's good. You're outperforming the market. If the market is growing at 5% and your property is growing at 2%, that's a concern. You're underperforming. Step 5. Identify red flags. Look for warning signs. Declining income. Declining occupancy. Expenses growing faster than income. Declining NOI. No capital expenditures. If you see these red flags, dig deeper. Ask the seller to explain them. Red flags in historical performance. Let's talk about specific red flags to watch for. Red flag 1, declining occupancy. If occupancy has declined from 95% to 85% over 3 years, that's a big problem. It means tenants are leaving, and the property isn't attracting new tenants. Ask the seller why occupancy is declining. Is it a market issue? A property issue? A management issue? Red flag 2, declining rents. If average rents have declined from $1,500 to $1,400 over 3 years, that's a red flag. It means the property is losing competitiveness, or the market is declining. Red flag 3, expenses growing faster than income. If income is growing at 3% per year, but expenses are growing at 7% per year, your NOI is shrinking. This is unsustainable. Eventually, the property won't generate enough cash flow to cover debt service. Red flag 4, inconsistent performance. If income jumps from $360,000 to $450,000 in 1 year, that's worth investigating. What caused the jump? Did the seller raise rent significantly? Did they add new units? Did they change the accounting method? Large swings may indicate instability, one-time events, or aggressive management strategies that need to be understood. Red flag 5, no capital expenditures. If the seller hasn't spent any money on capital improvements in 3 years, that's a red flag. It means they're deferring maintenance, and you'll have to pay for those items soon. Ask for a property condition assessment. Identify the deferred maintenance, and factor those costs into your analysis. Red flag 6, income and expenses don't match tax returns. If the operating statements show $400,000 in income, but the tax returns show $350,000, that's a $50,000 discrepancy. Use tax returns, bank statements, and operating reports together to validate the numbers. Case study, analyzing a property's historical performance. Let me walk you through a real example. Property, 25-unit apartment building. Year 1 data. Gross income, $375,000. Vacancy loss, $18,750. That's 5%. Effective gross income, $356,250. Operating expenses, $150,000. NOI, $206,250. Occupancy, 95%. Average rent, $1,250. Year 2. Data. Gross income, $390,000. Vacancy loss, $15,600. That's 4%. Effective gross income, $374,400. Operating expenses, $160,000. NOI, $214,400. Occupancy, 96%. Average rent, $1,300. Year 3. Data. Gross income, $405,000. Vacancy loss, $12,150. That's 3%. Effective gross income, $392,850. Operating expenses, $170,000. NOI, $222,850. Occupancy, 97%. Average rent, $1,350. Analysis. Income trend. Income is growing consistently at about 4% per year. That's good. Occupancy trend. Occupancy is improving from 95% to 97%. That's excellent. Rent growth. Rents are growing at 4% per year. That's in line with market growth. Expense trend. Expenses are growing at about 6.7% per year. That's higher than income growth. This is a concern. NOI trend. NOI is growing at about 4% per year. That's good, but the expense growth is eating into it. Conclusion. This property is performing well. Income and occupancy are growing, but expenses are growing faster than income. I'd want to understand why. Are property taxes increasing? Is insurance going up? Are repair costs higher? I'd also want to know if the seller has been deferring maintenance. If expenses are high now, that might be a good sign. It means the seller is maintaining the property. But if expenses are high and the property is in poor condition, that's a red flag. Overall, this property looks solid, but I dig deeper into the expense growth before moving forward. How to use historical performance in your analysis. Here's how to use historical performance data in your investment decision. Step 1. Identify the trend. Is the property improving, declining, or stable? If it's improving, that's good. You can project continued growth. If it's declining, that's a red flag. You need to understand why and whether you can fix it. If it's stable, that's okay, but you need to make sure the market is also stable. Step 2. Project future performance. Historical trends can inform projections, but they should not be assumed to continue without validating current market conditions. For example, if income has grown at 4% per year for the past 3 years, you might project 4% growth for the next few years. But be conservative. Don't assume the trend will continue forever. Step 3. Adjust for market conditions. Compare the property's performance to the market. If the market is slowing down, adjust your projections accordingly. If the market is accelerating, you might be able to project higher growth. Step 4. Factor in deferred maintenance. If the seller has been deferring maintenance, factor those costs into your analysis. You'll need to spend money on capital improvements, so reduce your projected cash flow accordingly. Step 5. Stress test your assumptions. What if income doesn't grow as fast as you expect? What if expenses grow faster? Run different scenarios. Make sure the deal still works even if things don't go perfectly. Final thoughts. Historical performance tells you the real story of a property. 1 year of data isn't enough. You need at least 3 years to identify trends. Look at income, occupancy, rent growth, expenses, and NOI. Calculate year-over-year changes. Compare to market trends. Watch for red flags, declining occupancy, declining rents, expenses growing faster than income, inconsistent performance, no capital expenditures. And always use tax returns, bank statements, and operating reports together to validate the numbers. Historical performance helps you predict future performance. It helps you avoid bad deals, and it helps you make better investment decisions. Great deals don't just look good today. They show consistent, explainable performance over time. Tomorrow, we're wrapping up the week with a critical topic, pro forma versus reality. We'll talk about how to stress test the numbers and make sure the deal actually works. Thanks for listening. I'm CREI Colin. Let's keep building passive income together.
Thanks for tuning in to Building Passive Income. Today's episode helped shift your mindset or gave you a new tool to grow your wealth. Do us a favor and like, subscribe, and share this podcast with someone you care about. Want to go deeper? Join our free Passive Investor Coaching Program at PassiveInvestorCoaching.com. It's the perfect next step to start building wealth through commercial real estate the right way. Remember, financial freedom isn't a dream, it's a decision, and it starts with building passive income. We'll see you in the next episode.